fighting for America.
They should know we will follow them to the gates of hell until they are brought to justice. Because hell is where they will reside.
Fighting for Idaho.
Idaho is probably four, five, six, seven times the size of pick a state in the east, New Hampshire, Connecticut. And yet your power in the electoral vote is a fraction of theirs.
Fighting for you.
This is the first time in American history when we're going to really leave our legacy and children with less opportunity than we had when we grew up. It's frightening and it requires immediate action.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
It's scary.
On 580 KID. Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you all for joining us. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Coming up, we will be joined by our friend Ray Amaya. He is at the Mountain Home Air Force Base. We're getting ready for the Mountain Home Air Force Base open house. You can check out the Thunderbirds. You can check out all the great aviation. And you know, one of the cool things I'm sure that you'll see at Mountain Home is all these planes that we talk about, whether it's the A-10, whether it's the F-16, whomever it is, you'll get to see those planes that have kept us free, and we do appreciate the folks at Mountain Home for having Ray out there today. I'm here in the studio at 580 KIDO. Do want to remind you, tomorrow we'll be at Lake Hazel Elementary promoting our school, securing our future, brought to you by our friends at Cap Ed Credit Union, and we look forward to that. And, you know, is it me, or as we get ready for the political season, it just seems that we're kind of in a malaise with the, you know, the campaigns. And maybe because the primary was so big, maybe we're just suffering from information overload. I mean, Billy Joel could redo that song, Pressure, if you will. You know, ISIS, IRS, NSA, the border, the illegals, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Hamas, Gaza, Hezbollah. And it's just such a downer. And you think to yourself, wow, is there any good in the world today? And, you know, we do try and bring you solutions. And coming up, we will have some solutions for you as we move along this morning. Big news today, and that is the issue involving the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And that is where, as you heard earlier from Tanya J. Powers, that Idaho, along with several other states, will argue that their ban, I don't know why it's a ban, but their restrictions on marriage are constitutional. And my issue here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is if it gets shut down by the most liberal court, again, you'll have the appeal to the Supreme Court. And this is happening all over the country. This is not unique to Idaho. This is not unique to Utah. And the reason why they got to stay here is because Governor Otter said, look, we don't need that disaster that was the state of Utah, where you had people rushing to the courthouse to get married. Isn't it funny how, you know, people, oh, I want the right to marry, and then all of a sudden you're going to have the right to divorce, the right to an annulment, so many rights going on. So that's one big story that we are looking at. In the entertainment slash sports world, however, there is a new video that has been released by TMZ, and I'm working on getting it on the website as we speak, showing the Baltimore Ravens running back, Ray Rice, clocking his girlfriend, even as we speak, and knocking her out in the elevator. Now, this is the man that only got a 2-game suspension for the NFL. So much outrage that many people said to themselves, guys, we have to stop this. Guys, we have to put in a policy about domestic violence. And isn't it a wonder that our society really has become too violent? You know, you take a look at boxing or the UFC or anything else, and now we have this report of, you know, Ray Rice. I mean, the NFL is a violent game. And if all of a sudden you're going to condone things, I mean, are there rules separate for athletes than there are for the regular folks? If you were under suspicion of spousal abuse, would you still have your job? And that's troubling. By the way, I will put this on the 580KIDO Facebook and the KIDO AM Boise Facebook. And I'll put it on my Facebook as well until we get it on the website. But it is just devastating to see Ray Rice clocking his fiance now. All of a sudden, she's his wife, and which brings you to the thought of domestic violence. And whether it's our friend Gene Lockhart, whether it's our other friends, Sheriff Donahue and others, you know, we sit back and we think to ourselves, you know, she didn't press charges. Why doesn't she press charges? Well, now she's Mrs. Ray Rice, so it's paid off for her. More on that in a minute. My big question to you at 580-5436 is, why is this man not in jail? Let's go now live to Mountain Home Air Force Base. Our friend Ray Amaya is with us. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I know that you've been looking forward to this day and, of course, the open house for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about Mountain Home Air Force Base. This isn't your first time being there and covering the great folks that keep us free.
That's right. Mountain Home Air Force Base has been here for as long as I can remember, from way back when, and everybody knows Mountain Home is our big air base here in southern Idaho, in fact, the state of Idaho. But actually, I have Captain Ryan Kiggins here with me. Captain Kiggins?
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Sure, thanks for joining us. Now, what is your position here with the Air Force?
Here on base, I'm the operations officer with the Security Force Squadron, so we're in charge of all the security and the defense of all the personnel here on base.
The security. Now, for Gunfighter Skies, we're talking about maybe 80,000 people coming out. How do you go through the security for that? How do you set up the security system there?
Is there that many people coming on? We have to look from all the way out to all the way in, from everything from the traffic flow in to vetting people, since we're going to open it up to everybody on base and everybody from around the community, as well as down into Utah, out to Portland, hopefully, out into Oregon area. But the biggest piece is making sure everybody's safe within the crowd area, within the parking area, as well as with all the aircraft performing, making sure everybody is safe if there's an emergency or anything of that nature, or lost children, or anything of that.
Yeah, that seems like a big undertaking, though. What can people expect when they get here? What do you suggest they bring to make it, or not bring, to make it more expedient for them to get into the air show?
So the easiest thing to do, we've got a gunfighter app out, shows all the prohibited and the allowed items into the show area. Obviously, you can't bring any weapons, concealed carry, anything like that is not allowed in the area, any knives, any large packages, backpacks, anything of that nature. They're not going to be allowed to bring in, but everybody that's coming in is going to go through a metal detector area and have their bags searched, just kind of as if you're going to a football game or anything of that. And then once that's clear, we know that everybody within the whole show area is safe, so we can look more outward into the parking area, making sure the parking area is safe, having that many vehicles moving around, and that many personnel also.
Okay. And Captain Kiggins, I neglected to introduce you to our host, Kevin Miller.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Hey, pretty good. But and Captain, we appreciate what you're doing. But Ray, back to you and your thoughts as someone who supports the military, loves the military. How pumped up are you about this?
Oh, I love the Air Force. I love our military, Marines, Navy, Army. You name it, I love it. The Air Force especially intrigues me though because of the fighter jets, the flying. Ever since I was a kid, wanted to be an astronaut. Wanted to be a pilot, and just impressed with the type of aircraft that have been manufactured for the military. The engineering that goes into this. I mean, these planes have to withstand so much force in all angles. You know, sideways, up, down, back, forward, and it just amazes me that these planes are able to withstand that much force, and then the pilots, just how well trained they are, the just the discipline, the focus, and it's just so impressive. Every time I see a military plane fly, every time I hear F-15s go by in Boise, because they go by sometimes, the A-10s, it's the sound of freedom to me, and I hope our listening audience feels the same way, that it's never noise to me. It's always just impressive, and it's the sound of freedom. I love it.
Right.
Yeah, I almost tear up every time I hear the Star Spangled Banner because it's just that great.
And Captain, be careful now. You know, you make sure Ray gets back. You don't sign him up to become a pilot there the way he's talking.
I don't know about making him a pilot, but we might sign him up, get him down armed up, and help us protect the base down here.
I'd love to.
Well, now, Ray, as we move along here at 580KIDO, certainly we're going to be checking in with you throughout the day, along with other folks. Captain, what does it mean to you to protect us, to be out there on the front lines, if you will?
Everybody, you know, when you're walking through an airport or a restaurant, people like to come up and thank you, but the biggest piece is our thank you to everybody else for supporting us and allowing us to do this kind of mission. I mean, growing up, I always knew what I wanted to do. There's no other option. And being able to do this, just, you know, there was no option. And having people thank you, it's kind of humbling. But the biggest piece is wanting to thank everybody that supports us. Because, you know, obviously we couldn't do any of this without a supporting family, supporting community. It just makes life a lot easier.
Ray?
Definitely. And how many offers do you get, Captain? People, because I know whenever I see somebody in Boise, usually they're from Gowanfield. But still, any time I see, I want to pick up their check. I want to pay for their dinner. I want to thank them for their service. You must run into that all day.
It happens quite a bit, and you know it's hard to say no because people are doing it out of the kindness of their heart and they're genuine with it. But it's hard to accept that, knowing that we feel the same way towards everybody that says that to you. You can't do anything more but to thank them back for their support.
All right, Captain, we appreciate it. Ray, we'll check in with you next hour. Thank you, or I'm sorry, next half hour. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, great job there, Ray Amaya, live in Mountain Home Air Force Base. As we move along, and here you have the cost of freedom. Here you have the young captain telling us these great things. Ray Amaya always loves the Air Force and everything else. So we have that going on. Also, this issue involving the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. If you were a judge, how would you define marriage? I know what you're saying, Kevin. This is a slam dunk look. We're going to make it early, early and easy for you, easy and early this morning for you here at 580KIDO. The issue involving marriage here in the state of Idaho. Is this a Republican issue? Is it a Democratic issue? Is it a, how should we put this, a cultural issue? And if you redefine marriage, as we've seen across the country, is it time to bring back polygamy? Could you see, and again, I say this with all respect and dignity here at 580KIDO, but could you see a day when you have folks in your neighborhood where you have people with several wives or perhaps several husbands? I don't know why it just works out one way and not the other when we're talking about polygamy. On the other hand, here at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, do we buy what the social folks are saying and it's over for marriage, or do we take a look at perhaps saving marriage, redefining marriage? We'll talk a little bit about it next. 580-KIDO, let's get you to work safely and on time. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. That traffic now really looks pretty good. It is getting a bit busier, though, as you're coming through the Meridian Construction Zone area, so just be aware of that. So all the way through there eastbound, but we have no accidents working. Do you know what you're having for dinner tonight? How about a grilled steak? Visit the Idaho Beef Council Facebook page for recipe ideas. Beef, it's what's for dinner. I'm Dave Burnett. That is your traffic now on 580KIDO.
Weather from the Channel 7 First Alert Weather Center.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, hidey-ho. Good morning. Don't forget, we're at Lake Hazel Middle School tomorrow, promoting our school, securing our future. I want to thank our friends at CapEd Credit Union for being there with us. And look, we have a lot. You have a lot of news, a lot of noise, if you will. We try not to be the noise. You ever drive in sometimes and all of a sudden, boom, you just hear just nothing but static? And this happens to me quite a bit. And I just look at my radio and I go, ow, enough already. Enough already. And that's where we are here at 580-5436. We want to make sure that we don't do that. We will continue to take a look at this Ninth Circuit that will make their big decision today, or at least hear the arguments today. And you know what's going to happen. Then all of a sudden, sometime this week, the decision will come down. You'll have a ton of people. If the marriage is redefined, and we're not going to say same-sex ban, if marriage is redefined in the state of Idaho, then all of a sudden, you're going to have people rushing to the courthouse. Now, I will tell you this. Who does it benefit? I'll tell you, it benefits Butch Otter. It benefits Governor Otter, because you're going to have the conservative base going, we don't want any of those Democrats in. It's going to hurt probably A.J. Belukoff. That's my thought. regardless of their individual thoughts on marriage and stuff. You've heard the governor saying marriage in Idaho is defined between a man and a woman. If you haven't heard, again, this is the top story locally and perhaps even nationally today.
Idaho, Nevada, and Hawaii. Those are the states that will present their cases to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. It's the first time those judges will hear arguments on gay marriage since overturning Proposition 8 in 2012. There's been a flurry of gay marriage rulings in recent months, including one by the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago, rejecting bans in Wisconsin and Indiana, and another one upholding Louisiana's law. Last week, 15 states that allow gay marriage and 17 that don't ask the Supreme Court to decide the issue. Gay marriage is now allowed in 19 states and Washington, D.C. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
Now, you take a look at this and you have to wonder whether or not conservatives are fighting a losing battle when you're talking about gay marriage. And if you talk to gay marriage activists, they say they want the same rights. It's a civil rights issue, very similar to Jackie Robinson, very similar to the civil rights issue involving color. In the 60s, and they say they should have the right to marry, and they should have the right to do this, and they talk about that there are some states where white people can't marry black people and all that, these antiquated laws. Does that transfer to you? And, we talk about this with Heidi Harris, and I'm going to try and get her on later in the week. Our friend Las Vegas is Heidi Harris. But if you redefine marriage, where do you draw the line? I mean, all of a sudden, if you have same-sex marriages, does that mean that you can bring back polygamy? In fact, some of these goofy, wacky, zany federal judges have actually said that polygamy is okay. You're restricting somebody's religion. Wow. All right, that's one issue. Number two is an issue that is just blowing up everywhere, and this involves Ray Rice. Now, you're going to say, Kevin, I don't know Ray Rice from Rice Krispies. Well, you should. It's a very important issue. People are saying, it's a sports issue. And look, it's going to be one of the top stories on the big shows today. So before they come on, you have to wonder what causes a person with a ton of money, with endless talent, with a beautiful fiance, now wife, to punch her in the face. And because we live in an all-consuming, bottom-feeding, media-induced society, we have now the video evidence of Ray Rice punching his wife, then girlfriend, then fiance, then wife. Boy, can't say that she wasn't bought off. And we're not going to go after the victim, but the victim here is emblematic of a problem that we have with domestic violence in this country. And whether it's our friend Kieran Donahue with the Man Up Crusade in Canyon County, whether it's our friends from City Light, whether it's our friends from the WCA that deal with domestic violence and domestic violence victims. Too many times the women, in most cases, can't leave the men, don't have a place to go. They're worried about their children, so they stay. Now, you take a look at Mrs. Rice here. She's clocked in an elevator. She could have probably owned Ray Rice. And maybe she loves him. Maybe she thinks he's going to change. Maybe she thinks that it was just a one-time incident. And I will say it is inexcusable for a man to punch a woman. But as I have warned you several times, as we erode men in our society today, that you have this incident involving men popping women and women popping men. There are instances where you have women popping men. And that is disturbing when we're talking about this. And then you have the comments of Stephen A. Smith and others. Well, what did she do to antagonize it? You have to be the bigger person. If you are, in fact, an NFL player, you can tolerate pain, you're more physically active, you can do things to other people that we can, most of us just watch and dream of. And to have that pain tolerance is utterly amazing. And to punch a woman, and then to have the NFL only suspend him for 2 games, begs the question, where are the consequences for the actions of Mr. Rice? Right? So we'll talk about that legally. In addition to that, we're going to talk about the Ninth Circuit coming up and more from Mountain Home Air Force Base. It is 6:29. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
And Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, we've got a lot of legal issues to talk about, and coming up, our great friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, is in studio with us. We'll talk about the Ray Rice case, why is this man not in jail, and the Ninth Circuit deciphering what is marriage in the state of Idaho. But let's go live at 580KIDO to Mountain Home Air Force Base with our great friend Ray Amaya. He's out and about, not here at the broadcast center, and living the dream in Mountain Home. He's there talking to some special folks. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. We have with us right now Major Bob Bollier. Welcome.
Yeah, morning.
Major Bob Bollier works on base in the medical division. He's a pharmacist. That's right. And so do you work with the? Do you get to work with the pilots, you know, when they come in with ailments?
We do. They get seen by our flight surgeons, and they get any prescriptions, they come over, we hook them up, and occasionally we'll go over there before they deploy as well and hand out some medications to them prior to getting on the plane.
A lot of Dramamine, that kind of thing?
No. Occasionally.
For motion sickness? So tell me, how long have you been with the Air Force, Major?
I've been in 7 years now.
7 years, and the whole time as a pharmacist, or...?
Whole time as a pharmacist. What I went to school for, that's pretty much what I trained for, so that's good. Primarily what I do.
Okay. Now, Gunfighter Skies is coming up next weekend. We're just about 12 days away. There's going to be, I'm sure, all kinds of first aid and stuff available for people who come out to that.
Correct. We've been working, about 5 or 6 months now to kind of prepare for this. We'll have a medical tent out there right around Show Center. Pretty central location for folks to go to if they're of any need of medical attention. Also have we'll have medics throughout the crowd wearing Red Cross armbands as well, and on golf carts kind of roving around with some simple first aid stuff, making sure people are safe and taken care of out there.
Excellent. So tell me, you're looking forward to Gunfighter Skies.
Oh, absolutely. We're excited. We're excited to have folks come down, see the base, see what we do, see what the Air Force does. And, primarily, safety is our first thing. We want to make sure everyone has a good time and just enjoys the show, and that's where the focus is. But we're just always going to be there and prepared for anything that takes place.
Excellent. You have a kind of a open mic here. Anything you want to tell the audience that we haven't brought up yet so far?
Main thing is to come prepared. Obviously, Idaho, the weather is unpredictable, so kind of come prepared. Bring plenty of water. We'll have some water out there, but always, bring that with you. Bring sunscreen. It's going to be outside. Not a whole lot of shade out there on the flight line, so I'll make sure folks are prepared for that, prepared for the sun. Hopefully be a beautiful day out there, and folks just enjoy it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Major Bob Bollier.
Thank you very much.
All right, Kevin, Gunfighter Skies coming up September 20th and 21st at Mountain Home Air Force Base.
Ray, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you at 6:50. Again, Ray, am I live from Mountain Home Air Force Base, joined now by Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. And a lot of people keep saying, how much is Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, paying to be on the program? And you do this because you love America.
Well, I haven't got my invoice out to you yet.
See, that's the beauty part about it. We're not. You're not paying us. We're probably going to be paying you.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, let's talk about this, Counselor. Where should we begin? I guess let's go with the buzzworthy case. Never mind the case of redefinition of marriage, which is so important to all of us. Let's go to this Ray Rice video that has been released now. You've got TMZ showing Ray Rice popping his fiance, now wife, not once but twice. And all of a sudden, this is new evidence that is brought into the case. What do you make of it?
Well, I watched the video this morning after listening to your show, and I tell you, it's pretty disturbing to see in the video this spat between girlfriend and boyfriend ends up with a slap. She comes to him, and then he drops her with a right cross.
Right.
And knocks her out. And clearly, it's an assault. Clearly, it's a battery. Clearly, there's something that needs to be done here. It's public. It's not a secret event. It's going to have to be prosecuted.
Well, why is this man not in jail? I mean, does this mean, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, you tell the truth here at 580KIDO. Does this mean, really, that if you have money, if you have influence, that you can get this obvious case of domestic violence, physical violence, assault, pled down to a misdemeanor in community service?
Well, in court, depending upon which jurisdiction you're talking about, many of these cases do end up pleaded out of court because the evidence is insufficient for a conviction, and anything can happen. But when you have evidence of this type and kind, I don't see much need for the prosecutor to offer what we call a lesser included charge or a reduction in charges. This is a felony.
Right.
And it ought to be treated that way. It's as serious as it gets. From an emotional standpoint, personal standpoint, being a father of four daughters, I look at this and interject, what if this were one of my girls involved in something like this? It's just outrageous.
Right.
I don't know of any father that wouldn't empathize with this.
What precedent does this send publicly where you have a man that has, we see this live, smacking his woman with the open hand and then punching her and knocking her out cold, and then we see the video of her dragging her out of the elevator. What does that mean that he gets away with it?
Well, it's, I don't think he will. I think that the politics as they are, the pressure is going to be brought to bear upon the prosecutor to do something. Charges are going to have to be filed. But it has, not just from a prosecutorial value, it's something that sports in and of itself have to take a more definitive response. We've seen the NFL come forward with a revision with respect to their policy, but quite frankly, I don't see in something like this why you want to give somebody a second chance. A second chance to beat again? I mean, this is just crazy. Something should be done. This man should be suspended.
Well, he is suspended for 2 games.
I mean, suspended indefinitely until the charges work their way through. When you see a video like this, you can't condone this type of conduct.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Isn't that what
we're doing as a society? When we have the coach of the Baltimore Ravens going, well, you know, and I couldn't believe when he said it. Yeah, you know, he did his time, and you know, we all sport good old Ray.
Well, like I said, when you see something that's as emotional as this video, I think that there's going to be greater fallout that's going to come out of this.
All right, let's switch gears. Alan L. Morton, our guest at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to the big decision or what's going to happen in the Ninth Circuit today. One of the most liberal courts in the country.
Not one of. It is the most.
The big lib. By the way, hold on. Let me say this while people are tuning in. Let's have Tanya J. Powers of Fox News Radio actually break it down for us. With a preview.
Idaho, Nevada, and Hawaii. Those are the states that will present their cases to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. It's the first time those judges will hear arguments on gay marriage since overturning Proposition 8 in 2012. There's been a flurry of gay marriage rulings in recent months, including one by the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago, rejecting bans in Wisconsin and Indiana, and another one upholding Louisiana's law. Last week, 15 states that allow gay marriage and 17 that don't asked the Supreme Court to decide the issue. Gay marriage is now allowed in 19 states and Washington, D.C. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
There we have it. We've set the scene. What's going to happen today impacting Idaho?
Oral arguments are going to be rendered before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on the issue of whether or not the prohibition against gay marriage is constitutional. As I said, no decision is going to be rendered today. It's just oral argument.
So that bomb could drop at any time after the oral arguments are heard.
That is correct. Usually it takes anywhere between a few days to months. This is going to be an important decision. It's going to be heard by a three-person panel.
Lib, and lib.
Pretty much. And so the writing may be on the wall as far as what the Ninth Circuit's going to argue, but it's a really interesting legal issue that's being presented today.
How can you say that? Because we have states across the country that have 70% in some cases have, through the state constitution, through the federal constitution, amended their constitution to put in a new law, and now all of a sudden we have the tyranny of the minority, the tyranny of the bench, saying, you don't matter. You don't count. We're going to go this way.
Well, that's a longer discussion than what we have for this morning with respect to what constitutes tyranny, whether it be tyranny of the masses or the majority rule versus individual constitutional rights. But the interesting issue here that's being presented is whether or not the prohibition of gay marriage constitutes a law that is rationally related to a legitimate state interest. And what that means is that in order for every law to pass muster with respect to the due process clause of the Constitution,
right,
the state bears the burden of establishing that the law that is in question does pass muster, meaning that it rationally relates. So what is the, how is marriage per se rationally related to the legitimate state interests of the government?
Let's face it, the court punted on Windsor. They never thought that this would happen. Just as the conservatives got together with the state constitutional amendment drives, the liberals got together with these lawsuits where you have as little as, in Idaho, I think it's six lesbians, have decided to overturn state law.
What's interesting, though, is this goes back to the strategy that Karl Rove had. This is a very emotional issue. And being politically astute, he put this out on a referendum basis, which drove people to the polls.
Right.
And the end result ended up with George Bush being elected.
Right.
This is a hotly contested issue. It poses, if you will, one value of states' rights versus individual rights.
And states' rights is taking it in the pants. What about the Supreme Court?
Well, it's
going this will to, go back to the Supreme Court.
It will. No question about it that this is a decision that will
come on, Alito.
Be determined. Well, we already know
come on, Scalia.
Basically what's happened with regard to the Supreme Court when they ruled on Proposition 8.
Well, no, but the ruling on Proposition 8, Counselor, and again, you've made your living at this. I've watched Law and Order, so really it's not a fair fight. But the ruling on Prop 8 was that the conservatives didn't have a right to defend the law because the government chose not to do that, correct?
That is correct, but it still boils down to that underlying issue is whether or not this constitutes a valid, legitimate state interest. And that's a difficult scenario because the arguments that basically are presented are, quite frankly, somewhat weak on behalf of the government when they're talking about,
how
convenient. Well, when we're looking at marriage per se, you know, what's the strong arguments for the a man and woman argument versus a man and man or a woman and woman? And the argument boils down to either the moral code of the Bible or the argument that, well, marriage is a opportunity to bear children. So how do you deal with the issue saying that there are a number of couples that don't have children that still get married?
Well, we'll talk about that next. Also, we'll bring in polygamy, and then we'll go to Mountain Home Air Force Base. A lot going on here this morning. Don't forget the return of Dave Pezzo. You're listening to Catch Your Breath, everybody. Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Our great friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, with us as well. Let's get you to work safely and on time on this beautiful Monday morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. Traffic now heavy and steady coming out of Canyon County into Ada County. That traffic between Meridian Road on down to Eagle Road, that really bogs down right now. Good news is we're still accident-free. Inbound I-184, the connector, no problems there. Surface streets look good as well. Hey, did you miss seeing Leonardo da Vinci at the Discovery Center this summer? It's not too late to explore the genius of Leonardo da Vinci. A must-see for all ages. Closing soon. Members pay just $3. I'm Dave Burnett. That's your traffic now on 580 KIDO.
Weather from the Channel 7 First Alert Weather Center.
Sunny skies, warm temperatures, 89 degrees for today. That's thanks to a little bit of that high pressure still hanging around. But that will be changing. We're going to be looking at a cold front coming through. However, it's not producing clouds. It's a dry cold front. What we're going to have is temperatures that are going to be dropping down to the mid-70s. We will see a little warm-up again with some high pressure for the weekend. I'm the Channel 7's Larry Gabbard.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go back to Mountain Home Air Force Base. Ray Amaya is with us with the very latest. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, we're here at the beautiful Silver Sage Golf Course on the base. I can look at I can see the flight line from here, and I just can't wait till the F-15s start flying. But sitting right here with me is Tech Sergeant Joe Woolston. Welcome.
Good morning.
Now, Tech Sergeant, you do what Kevin does.
Mm-hmm.
Let our listeners know. What is your job?
Well, I'm an Air Force broadcaster. Fortunately, I have been on the radio before, been on TV, done all kinds of stuff overseas because we have the American Forces Network overseas. But here in the States, we don't have that network because there's all kinds of American programming. So what I do is I am public affairs. I escort people around the base. We do tours for people that want to come see the base. And the air show coming up, I'll be escorting a lot of the media around getting them to and from where they need to be to get their shot, you know, get their story. So I'll be there at Gunfighter Skies, and I'll be escorting the media and all kinds of great stuff with Air Gunfighter Skies 2014. I've been at a couple air shows in the past overseas. My last one was in Okinawa. I was on the flight line doing a radio show.
Is that right?
On the FM channel for Wave 89, actually. That's the Okinawa AFN station is 89.1.
Well, great. Well, let's talk about Gunfighter Skies now. Yeah. That's coming up September 20th and 21st. Mm-hmm. Now, for that, you have developed an app that people can use on their cell phones.
Yeah, we do have an app. It's free for anybody at any Google Store or iTunes app store. And it's got all the details. It's got everything. It's got where maps where parking is going to be, some restrictions, of course. If you want to bring that cooler, well, double check in that app, you know, if it says to be prohibited or not, you know. It's also got some vendors and some sponsors and things on there, all kinds of stuff that is Gunfighter Skies 2014 open house air show specific.
Excellent. Well, we can't wait for that day to come. I mean, it's only 12 days away, but mm-hmm. we will see you on that day.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you,
cool.
Sergeant Joe, Tech Sergeant Joe Woolston here at Mountain Home Air Force Base. Kevin?
All right, Ray, thank you very much. Coming up, Dave Petzo. Let's get you to traffic at 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. Traffic now heavy and steady coming out of Canyon County into Ada County. That traffic between Meridian Road on down to Eagle Road, that really bogs down right now. Good news is we're still accident-free. Inbound I-184, the connector, no problems there. Surface streets look good as well. Hey, did you miss seeing Leonardo da Vinci at the Discovery Center this summer? It's not too late to explore the genius of Leonardo da Vinci. A must-see for all ages. Closing soon. Members' page is $3. I'm Dave Burnett. That's your traffic now on 580 KIDO.
Weather from the Channel 7 First Alert Weather Center.
Sunny skies, warm temperatures, 89 degrees for today. That's thanks to a little bit of that high pressure still hanging around. But that will be changing. We're going to be looking at a cold front coming through. However, it's not producing clouds. It's a dry cold front. What we're going to have is temperatures that are going to be dropping down to the mid-70s. We will see a little warm-up again with some high pressure for the weekend. I'm just Channel 7's Eric Everett.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Boy, talk about massive information this morning. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law with us. Okay, back to the case that's going to be decided before the Ninth Circuit, oral arguments today. Why not throw in the polygamy argument?
Well,
you're going to redefine marriage if you get rid of Idaho's same-sex ban.
That's a definite argument for the state. You know, where do we stop? You know, this is basically a Pandora's box on one issue. It's not going to stop here at gay marriage. It's going to extend beyond that, and it will involve the issue of polygamy down the road. And so that's what the argument will be in this particular case. But
now let me hit you with this, and I hate it when you know you hate it when I interrupt you. But how would you argue this case for the state?
For the state, I think exactly what they're arguing, that this is a state's rights issue, and it's not the federal government's position one way or the other. It's under the constitutional framework. The argument rendered on behalf of the state would be is that this is a state's rights issue. The people have the ability to elect legislators to enact laws that protect certain values, and this is a value that has been adopted by not just the legislature, but counties to county. It is, however, as I indicated, pitted against the individual rights as guaranteed by the Constitution, and therein lies this battle.
More coming up as we move along. We'll talk money, law, politics with you, Kevin Miller.